Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So my name is Father Celso, and we're going to continue with the three appeals. And this part gets good. I mean, it's all good, but this is where we are today. Jesus says, it has been almost 6,000 years, and my holy humanity has sighed so much. My holy humanity has shed so many bitter tears. Because I want my children to come back and live together with me. When God created Adam, Adam was in God's image and likeness. And when Adam committed the original sin by doing his own human will, he had to leave paradise. Because if he didn't listen to God by not eating the tree of good and the knowledge of good and evil, God was afraid that Adam would eat of the tree of life and never die. We'd always be like this forever. So by banishing Adam and Eve out of the garden, this was a good thing. This is a very good thing. Because Jesus came and he died on the tree. He died, gave up his life, exchanged his life for our lives. He became sin. And what happened? 2,000 years later, Jesus says, now you're ready to receive this gift of life, the tree of life. In its fullness. And that's what God has got ready. So he says, for 6,000 years, my holy humanity sighed so much, shed so many bitter tears. Why? Because I, God, want my children to come back and live together with me, never to be separated from God, to be one with God, fused with God, as Jesus teaches Louisa. He says, I, God, want my children around me to make them holy and happy again. So you only can be happy when you're holy, when you make a good confession. You're filled with grace and you're happy. Holiness brings happiness. Jesus, Every morning when we pray the canticle of Zechariah, there's three promises to Abraham. The first promise is you would be freed from the enemy. When Jesus died on the cross, we were freed from the enemy. The second promise to Abraham is you will, freed from the enemy, free to worship me without fear. Everyone who receives Holy Communion, none of us are terrified. Every one of us receives God Almighty, holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. We see God in the Holy Eucharist. He is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And none of us are afraid. God, we are receiving God as our food. And none of us are afraid. The second promise to Abraham has been completed. The third promise to Abraham is to become holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. Who is holy? God. Who is righteous? God. Jesus says, I want to be so close to you that we are under his will. Living in his will. And that's why he says, We're going to live together with God. I want my children around them to make them holy and happy again, as Adam was holy and happy. Great things are in store. Magnificent things are in store. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. He says this, I, God, weep and weep as I call my children to come back to me. You know, you hear of Our Lady's tears of blood. You hear of Our Lady's tears of oil. You hear Our Lady's tears of water. She weeps with her son. Because on the cross, Jesus gave us to the Blessed Mother. We are children of Mary. She is our mother. And she sees how we're living. And she knows many will not enter the kingdom. So she says, this is what Jesus says. He says, basically, I weep and I weep as I call them to come back to me. Who would not be moved to compassion over God's tears, of God's love, which goes so far as to suffocate Jesus, even choking him? He suffocated and choked on the cross. He suffocated and choked on the cross. That's why he keeps on saying to us, look at me. Be with me. Be with me, especially in my passion. Look what I have done for you. He says this. He says, among my sighs and agonies of love, I go about repeating, my children, where are you? Where are we? Are we one of the greatest gifts that God has given? The greatest gift that God has given at this point is Jesus in the Eucharist. And the churches are empty. He says this, my children, where are you? Why don't you come back to your Father? Why do you go away from me? Why do you want to wander about poor and full of so many miseries? Your misfortunes are wounds to my sacred heart, and I, God, am weary of waiting for you. The churches are empty. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, said in the 1980s, I want every church to have Eucharistic adoration. Every church. Not for an hour, but Eucharistic adoration. And that's where a lot of the children of the Holy Divine Will are spending their time. They're spending time with their Eucharistic Lord, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and glorifying him. I am weary of waiting for you, Jesus says. And since, listen to this, and since you do not come back to me, I, God, come in search for you, because I can no longer contain the love, the divine love that consumes me. Here we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus burning again. I can no longer contain this burning love that is consuming me. How much our God loves us. How much our God loves us. And we're not there. So he says basically, listen to this. since you do not come back to me, I, God, am in search of you because I can no longer contain the love that consumes me. And I am, he uses God's name, I am bringing you the great gift of my most holy divine will. He's coming to give us the gift of gifts. He's coming to bring us sanctification. This era of the Holy Spirit. This is what's coming. Now, what's really amazing is you have creation of the Father, you have redemption of the Son, and now you're going to have sanctification of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I'm going to give you this gift. Are you ready for it? He says, you have to be purged to receive this. It's so beautiful. It's so holy. It's so perfect. He says, the world is not worthy of it at this point. So let's look at your life. Are we living a life of God? And he says, if you're living the life of God and then falling into sin, going to confession, living the life of God, falling into sin, going to confession, living in the life of God, he says, you're wavering between heaven and hell. He says, you've got to reach the point of living the life of heaven. And so what has Jesus done? He's given us the book of heaven. He's given us the book of heaven. Why? So that we can begin to understand how to do this, how to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. As you read the book of heaven, and then as you read it again, God keeps on expanding our capacity to understand what he, the Lord God, is saying. Why? He says, the book of heaven is the language of heaven. With any language, you have to learn the language. As we learn the language of heaven, when we become fluent with the language of heaven, by reading, by studying, by putting this into practice, we begin to understand how and why the kingdom is coming and why God has chosen us to live at this time. Great things are in store. Great things are in store. And all our Lord is asking is, are you willing to say fiat? Are you willing to say yes? So he says this. He says, I am bringing to you the great gift of my most holy divine will, and I beg you. This is God. This is our humble God. Our humble God is begging us. I beg you. Here is God. I plead with you. He doesn't want to lose us. He doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants us in the kingdom. He says, be moved to compassion for my so many tears and my ardent sighs. God is doing this. God is doing this. And he has called us to live at this time. He has asked us to give our fiat. As Our Lady gave her fiat, he's saying, will you give your fiat voluntas to us? May you pray, may your kingdom come on earth, this dust, as the saints live in heaven. See, Jesus says to Louisa, when the kingdom comes, there will be no difference between heaven and earth. He says, I will have my children in heaven, and I will have my children on earth. A new era is at hand. A new era has begun through this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.